Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we had kind of a unique sermon where we looked at 10 different promises that we are given as believers in the New Testament. Promises such as grace for those who approach God boldly through Christ, unexplained peace for those who turn their worries into thankful prayer, completion of the good work that he began in us, rest for the burden weary who come to him, cleansing forgiveness for all who confess their sins, and several others. I just want to key on one for a second, this idea that we have unexplainable peace for those who turn their worries into thankful prayer. It's found in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Here's what it says. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, I don't know if you are like me, but what I've found in my life and the people who I connect with is that everyone deals with anxiety to some degree or another. And typically, we feel full of anxiety or we worry when we can't be in control. Have you ever had a time like that when maybe the circumstances, your finances, a relationship, something with your kids, maybe a diagnosis, where you get something and you just feel completely out of control? Well, what Paul is saying to the Philippian believers is that, hey, don't worry. Don't spend your time focused on what's not true, all these things that you're thinking about that could happen or might happen. But the truth is they haven't happened at this point. And what you do then is you focus on prayer by saying to God, with thanksgiving, thank you for supplying all my needs. You present your request to God. You tell him, here's what I'm worried about. Here's what's going on. And you literally hand it off to him, no differently than if you were to hand over a brick to someone standing next to you. Hey, carry this. In that same way, we take all of our anxieties, everything that we're thinking about, and we hand it off to God, and then we thank him. Because we know he carries that brick now. He carries that burden for us. And somehow, through the supernatural ability of God, he promises to give us peace. And sometimes it's beyond understanding. And the idea of that peace is that it's going to guard your hearts and your mind because of Christ Jesus, because of what he's done. Now, this is an easy verse to read, and it's a favorite for those who struggle with control issues or with worry or anxiety to read these verses and memorize them. But I want you just to envision, God actually making this promise to you. Listen, just give it to me and trust me. Hand me everything that you have, and when you hand it to me, know that I'm going to carry it. And as I carry it, allow me, my peace, to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That because of what he did, you now belong to me. I mean, in essence, isn't that what he's saying to us? Almost like a great father who is saying, come to me, rest in me. When I think about this story, I always think about my daughters and how I have two girls. And when they were little, I would always try to get them to jump to me from the steps. And one of them had no problem. She could jump 2, 3, sometimes 4 steps, have no problem, jump right to me. But I had one daughter who, she wanted to jump to me, but she had to make sure I was holding her hand. And she never wanted to go more than one step, Both of them had different ways of dealing with things that were outside of their control. Both of them wanted to trust me, but one of them had more struggle with it, if you will. And my track record was good. I want you to know, I never dropped one of my kids in this. And as a dad, I just wanted them to trust me, to jump to me. And I think in a lot of ways, I learned from my kids the way that God's trying to treat us, that he wants us to jump to him, to put our trust completely in him. Wherever you're at today, I just want to ask, where are you at? Are you able to trust in the Lord, to just hand him hand him the bricks and the burdens in your life? However it is, take a step in that today. Let me pray for us. Father, I pray that you would help us to trust in you like a good father. God, I know that there are things in my own life, and I'm sure the people who are listening, that seem out of control, and things that we worry about because we just don't know the future. God, help us to put the future and those circumstances in your hands completely. We trust that you are a good God who you want the best for us, and that no matter what the circumstances, you're going to use it for benefit. And God, in doing so, we pray that you would give us peace. take a second wherever you're at and just offer up a prayer like that to the Lord. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Till next time, God bless.